Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Let the Celebration Begin. Let me begin today by encouraging everyone to get out, be counted, and allow your voice to be heard by voting for the candidates of your choice in this 2020 election. The nation has already witnessed record early mail-in and in-person voting turnout, as many see clearly the many things that are at stake. Most of you who are reading or listening to this have already voted or intend to vote. I urge you to not only encourage those who you expect will vote, but even more so, those who will probably not vote unless you or someone else encourages or helps them to do so. So that if your candidate loses, it won't be because you did not try to help and compel as many as possible to vote. If anyone lives in North Carolina and are not registered, they can still vote at any of the early voting locations as long as they have identification and something else with their name and address on it to prove residency. The other thing I want to remind our members and friends about is that Holy Communion will be this Sunday. You can come by on Thursday from 4 to 6 or Saturday from 11 to 2. To pick up your bread and cup for yourselves and others. The Deacon Ministry has arranged for a drive-through event beginning at 1 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, November the 8th, to honor the pastor and his wife on his 33rd pastoral anniversary. I know they will be appreciative of every gift they will receive. And now just a few fine points from yesterday's sermon. The creator of this world has chosen to withhold his full identity to humanity. As the Bible says, no man has seen God. Yet Jesus is, for those who will receive it, God in the person of the Son of Man. In Jesus, God makes a promise to humanity of eternal life for those who believe in him. There were many who lived before Jesus entered our world who believed in the promise of eternal life without such a direct or explicit promise from God. Nevertheless, all who believe in God and have sought and are seeking to honor and obey him, have faith that he will reward them with life. Up to this present moment, all have died without having this promise fulfilled, yet with faith that it shall be. The Hebrew writer informs us that God is waiting on others before fulfilling his promise, so that no one who is destined for eternity will be left out. God will confer his promise upon all at the same time. Once the last child of God is secured, then the rewarding of the eternal promise will be given to all, and the celebration can begin. The story of faith will take and has taken God's children through many peaks and valleys. But those who remain faithful unto death will receive the eternal crown. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices. And don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.